This is unprecedented. This is the smallest satellite ever made, being launched, and the largest constellation ever launched. So it's a lot of firsts.
That's Matt Orvis, a project engineer with Upland's Near Space Launch.
We just demonstrated it at a seminar with NASA this past week, and they were flipping out, and were clamoring to get them for themselves and to fly their own research on it and stuff like that.
He's talking about the ThinSat, a small satellite that, like most satellites do, will send the data it collects back to Earth. This data, however, will be live-streamed directly to students' computers at participating schools. More on that in a minute. What makes this satellite even more unique is where its tiny footprint will let it go.
But with CubeSats or with ThinSats, they're actually small enough and dense enough that they can orbit at lower altitudes without burning up. So they can orbit consistently and get weeks and weeks of data, orbital data, that's in a region of atmosphere that no one's ever been able to orbit in.
Extreme low Earth orbit is 100 to 350 kilometers above the Earth's atmosphere. It's an area that's never been studied in detail before. Traditional satellites are too big and tend to deorbit and burn up at that level. Rockets and shuttles go through that region so quickly that they only collect a minimal amount of data. Orvis says this is uncharted territory.
What's the coupling between outer space and Earth, and the coupling between the sun's energy and Earth, and ions and electrons that are cascading down to Earth? What's going on in this region that's causing the differences that we see? And we don't know. So that's what we're going to be finding out.
It's those questions that students will get to help with too. Participating middle schools and high schools will be designing the software that the Near Space Launch satellites will use in space to collect the desired data. Orvis says the schools will determine what they hope to find.
We would develop kind of the brains of it that make it function. So it's basically a blank satellite that works, but that doesn't do anything. They would then take it and make it actually do something. So they would build some sort of payload or a sensor system or some cool experiment that they want to run. Basically puts their science experiment in space.
Another benefit of a mini satellite, says Near Space Launch President and Chief Scientist Hank Voss, is that it miniaturizes the cost of sending it up into space. The ThinSat costs just 1% of a normal-sized satellite launch.
Anytime you can miniaturize something and reduce the cost by two orders of magnitude, that's a big, big improvement. So students are excited and science researchers are excited to explore this unknown region of the atmosphere, which is huge, from about 100 kilometers or like 60 miles up to about 200 miles. That's never been really explored. So we're really doing some really neat research in that area as well.
Orvis said the software designed by the students will be tested on high-altitude balloons before they get launched into space. The ThinSats are scheduled for launch in the fall of 2018 from Wallops Island, Virginia. In Upland, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.